thing is to put together a bill that can pass both houses of Congress. The new Iraqi government is taking office today amid a surge of violence that's killed nearly 170 people in 6 days, but Iraq's new leaders are vowing to defend Iraq and its people. Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari, a Shiite Muslim, told his nation's widows and orphans, quote, "Your sacrifices have not gone in vain." The government that was sworn in today is not complete, though. Some posts still vacant as the new prime minister tries to bring minority Sunni Muslims on board. A jury is in place at Fort Hood in Texas to decide the punishment for Army Private Lindy England. She pleaded guilty yesterday to mistreating prisoners at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. Prosecutors and defense lawyers have already agreed on a sentence, but if the jury decides on a shorter one, she'll get that instead. The search is continuing for the pilot aboard one of two Marine jets that went missing over Iraq. A Pentagon official says the other pilot's body was found in his ejection seat away from the wreckage in south-central Iraq. The other crash site has not yet been found. Another defense official says investigators concluded the planes probably collided in the air. The military says there was no indication of hostile fire in the area. Florida Governor Jeb Bush says his state will not challenge a court ruling allowing a 13-year-old girl in state custody to have an abortion. It's not clear whether the girl, identified on court papers only as LG, has had the abortion yet. She's been in state custody for 4 years and got pregnant after running away from a state shelter. The Federal Reserve Board today raised short-term interest rates a quarter of a percent again, suggesting it can stick with what it called a measured pace in future moves. Issuing a statement on the outlook, the central bank, led by Alan Greenspan, noted that spending growth has slowed a bit in the face of rising energy costs. The Fed also says the job market seems to be gradually improving. Today's move, the eighth increase in the interest that banks charge each other on overnight loans since they started tightening last June. The Fed also acknowledges rising prices, saying pressures on inflation have picked up in recent months. This is Air America Radio.
Gentlemen, start your engines. InstantTaps.com is pleased to present an advanced product for men living with performance frustration. A revolutionary new process is now available to modernize the speed and ease of taking Viagra. Formulated by a pharmacist using crushed Viagra tablets. It's so fast and easy. Place a pleasant-tasting tablet under your tongue and within 15 to 20 minutes, you will have results. With InstantTaps, you can enjoy a more spontaneous love life. Best of all, no doctor's visit is required. Simply call 1-800-640-7032. Or go online to InstantTaps.com and get your prescription filled by a licensed physician. Private, confidential, and sent right to your door. InstantTaps.com for a more spontaneous and enjoyable love life. Get yours right now and start enjoying the pleasures of life. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. You won't regret it, and your partner will thank you. Ask about Cialis and Levitra. InstantTaps.com, 1-800-640-7032, or online at InstantTaps.com. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. Order now.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
I'll make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Jerry Springer.
You wonder why we don't trust the government? We know every day the government doesn't tell us the truth. I mean, it isn't like you elect these people or you put them in power and all of a sudden they're never going to go over the line. We run news programs every single day talking about how government officials have gone too far. There is no privacy left in America anymore. You don't have privacy, you don't have freedom.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for stopping by. We tonight, I just want to tell you, I've got actually one serious story here I want to talk about for a moment, and then I'm going to get the hell out of the way tonight and listen to some phone calls. All right? You all have been very patient in indulging me these long rants, and I was talking to Kathy tonight, and we came to the conclusion that your boy here might be ranting a little bit too much. This is, after all, talk radio. I mean, too much in a row, you know. So we're going to open up the phones tonight. As soon as I do this one story, the phone number here is 866-303-2270. So jump in now and reserve a place, all right? 866-303-2270, and we're going to try to take a lot of calls tonight. Something new and different. The story, though, that has me flummoxed and thoroughly pissed, of course, I'm pissed every night. You know, I'm pissed when I wake up in the morning. When I'm having a good time, I'm pissed. Do you ever feel that way? Huh? How can you not be? The article is in New Scientist at newscientist.com. I put a link to the story on Air America Radio's homepage in the little blurb that I write each day. And if you had a chance to read this, you're probably as angry as I am. It talks about how deaths from cervical cancer could jump fourfold, all the way up to 1 million a year within the next 30, 40 years, mainly in developing countries. Now, this could all be prevented in the developing countries and in the United States, this increase in cervical cancer, by a soon-to-be-approved vaccine, a couple of them, against the virus that causes most cases of cervical cancer. Yeah, this is a viral form of cancer. However, there are signs that opposition to these vaccines is going to lead to a whole bunch of preventable death, mostly in women. Well, we're concerned cervical cancer all in women, but the virus also affects men. It's fatal in women. Cervical cancer. The trouble here is from what is called HPV, the human papillomavirus. It is sexually transmitted. So to prevent infection, girls will have to be vaccinated before they become sexually active. Now, that could be a problem in a lot of countries, especially here in the United States, with the emergence of the Christian fascist right, quotes around the word Christian. Here at home, as an example, these psychotic Protestant religious groups and some Catholic groups are gearing up to oppose the idea of vaccination, despite, according to NewScientist.com, a survey showing 80% of parents favor vaccinating their daughters. But the Family Research Council, that's the one that Dobson set up, as opposed to his other organization, his focus on the family, Family Research Council, he set up. One of their spokesmen said, abstinence is the best way to prevent HPV. Abstinence! Now, this is the same group that says, you know, condoms will fail, no stem cell research. Yeah, this is why these people turn my stomach. They belong in the 12th century. No, they belong in the 9th century. They don't belong here in the 21st century with science where it is, or struggling to be where it's going, especially medicine. These people like death and they like suffering. Now, you know, a lot of folks still wonder why I call these Christian fascists pro-death. They're all about death. Their religion is built on the stench of death. They love death. Everybody's going to die. Death, 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 death. That's what they're about. Well, this story, this fact, this truth, should cut through the doubt you may be having about my point of view. HPV, human papilloma virus, is sexually transmitted. It causes cervical cancer. People die. Now, a couple of our favorite whipping boys or whipping corporations are coming out with viruses, GlaxoSmithKline and Merck. These vaccines have produced some real good results in clinical trials. The vaccine will contain two strains of this virus that is thought to cause 70% of cervical cancers. In the tests, the virus of the vaccine prevented 90% of new infections and all persistent infections. So Merck and GlaxoSmithKline announced in November last that these vaccines are just about ready to be put on the market. Now, HPV is extremely common. Half of all sexually active women between 18 and 22 in the U.S. are infected. You hear that? Most cases clear up. But sometimes infection persists, and that's when the cancer comes decades later. In developing countries, where 80% of deaths from cervical cancer occur, some of the social taboos by the religious freaks in those countries can be even more powerful than they are here. For example, the head of the Indian Council of Medical Research, N.K. Ganguly, says it will take a big education effort to convince parents in that country, even though vaccination is the way to prevent the spread of this hideous disease, cervical cancer. But here at home, the Christian right, quotes around the word Christian, has decided that they will resist this. You know why? Because if girls get these shots, get this vaccination, they will be more inclined to go have sex before they're married, before they make their pledge to their little husbands and their little religious ceremonies and so on and so forth. Can you believe this? So here, you know, another example. This is why these people turn my stomach. They just turn my stomach. These so-called Christians, the Dobson types. These people want you to suffer. They want to determine how much suffering is enough for you, for Terry Schiavo, for whoever. How much suffering is enough for the next of kin. They want to tell you when it's time to pull the plug and let you go up and see Jesus. They believe in death and pain and suffering in a manner that I find astonishing, just astonishing. They would do everything they could to end the hospice movement. Because in a hospice, when a person goes to hospice, it's when they are absolutely, irrevocably terminal. And the whole purpose of hospice is to ease your way on out. But these Christo-Nazis, these Christo-fascists want none of that. As they remind you, Jesus didn't have a hospice to go to. Jesus suffered on the cross. So you're supposed to suffer. We're all supposed to suffer. Except them, of course. They'll do anything. I mean, look at Limbaugh. He'll eat any kind of pill he can, saying that it's to ease the suffering, actually just because life is a suffer to him. He, you know, I need to get high. But this is beyond disgusting. This is beyond contemptible. So watch for this. The morning after pill, stem cell research, HIV education, condom use. And you notice how all of it centers around sex. Sex. They're sick, these so-called Christians, these Christo-fascists, they're degenerate. They want everybody to be as sick and as ill, spiritually and physically, as they are. And I say no. I say hell no. I say absolutely hell no. So according to these Focus on the Family freaks, Jesus wants women to die of cancer if they had more than one life partner, one sex partner. I see. Now, how many wives did Solomon and King David? Never mind. And you can trust me on this. If Viagra prevented testicular cancer, they'd be giving it out to little boys like M&Ms. You know that, don't you? Don't these freaks ever think that maybe it was inspiration from God that resulted in the development of the condom? The condom is, what, 3,000-4,000 years old anyway? Maybe it's inspiration from God that came up with the HPV vaccine. Maybe it's inspiration from God that developed stem cell research. Do they ever think that? No, because these Christo-fascists, these people that say they're Christian, they worship a form of satanic demonology. And they want everyone else to participate. It's just sick.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Is the FDA doing enough to protect you from drugs with hidden side effects? Not even FDA employees think so. Two-thirds of the FDA's own scientists say the agency isn't adequately monitoring the safety of drugs on the market. This month's Mother Jones reports on an FDA scientist who was told to be quiet when he discovered one drug's deadly side effects. Before the Vioxx scandal hit, the FDA's David Graham found that the drug increased the risk of heart attacks. But FDA officials took no action and told him to be quiet. A month later, the makers of Vioxx found the same thing and recalled the drug themselves. Even though the FDA had known, it had done nothing. Sources close to the FDA tell Mother Jones that incidents like this happen all the time. To see how the FDA's lax standards are putting your health at risk, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Sound Mortgage Group does business in Florida as Florida Bancorp.
Hi, I'm Jason Winder with Sound Mortgage Group. For years, I've been telling you all about our great mortgage programs, like ones for our self-employed borrowers, ones with common sense approvals for all types of credit situations, others that give you cash out for any reason, even interest-only loans and loans that start at 1%. Want to know more? Call this number, 800-368-4685. That's 800-368-4685. When getting a mortgage, you want to work with the decision makers, not some middleman. Here at Sound Mortgage Group, we're mortgage bankers, approving your loan fast, right in our office. It's just that easy. At Sound Mortgage Group, we care more about your credit future than your credit past. Homeowners, call 800-368-4685. That's 800-368-4685. To talk to a Sound Mortgage Group loan professional about all of our great mortgages, call 800-368-4685. That's 800-368-4685.
Restrictions apply.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you're dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com. That's www.cornelllaservision.com.
Okay, 21 past the hour. the resistance by the phony Christian right in this country to science, to medical technology, to economic security, to just about everything, is just an outrage. How did the Christian faith ever come to this? How did the teachings of Jesus Christ ever get so perverted and twisted and turned into degenerate slop, as these people, these Robinsons and Robertsons and Dobsons and the rest of these, as they've made it. It's one of those issues to me. That in addition to making me angry, it is so sad. It is so sad that we did have. Apparently, I don't think anyone disputes that someone named Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago, some itinerant preacher in Judea walked around with his followers and preached a simple message. And then this humongous religion put together, and then a huge schism in the religion that resulted in two main, and then eventually three main veins of this religion. And as far as I could tell, with very few exceptions, all it has done is pollute and destroy that simple message. And it's just disgusting to me. Just disgusting. All right. That's enough. I just wanted to get that said about the human papillomavirus and how's a vaccine coming out and the Christian right, quotes around the word Christian, has decided it would be a bad thing. All right, some phone calls. Barbara is calling from New Jersey. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Yes, hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Mike. I love your show, and God bless you, and God bless Kathy.
Well, that's very kind of you.
I love you. But anyway, I just wanted to say now I'm 52, but I remember when I was a kid and going through college and all, what we learned, I took a lot of biology courses. I was in pre-med and Hunter and all.
Uh-huh.
And I always heard the thing that causes cervical cancer in women is the fact that you're having sex with men who have not been circumcised. Do you remember that?
I do remember. And, yes. And is there not any truth that unremoved foreskin, if it's not cleansed properly, can harbor this virus? Now, I ask that in ignorance and innocence. It seems to me I have heard that. I'm not saying in all cases. Let's face it, in Judaism, this was a covenant with God, but I think way back when this started, beyond that, it was also a means of trying to keep the male sex organ clean to not transmit disease. But am I right or wrong? I don't know. I'm way over my head with this question. So I'm
you're right. But the point is, the thing that caused cervical cancer. Oh my God! If you have men who haven't been if you have sex with men who haven't been circumcised,
yeah,
you're going to get cervical cancer. Well, now we know that's a bunch of baloney, and the fact.
Well,
it's
baloney in all. Yeah, in all cases.
They won't let us have the vaccination against it. What the heck is wrong with this country? That's what I'm saying. It's insane. First, it's because men aren't circumcised. And now it's caused by a virus, and we know that now. It has nothing to do with men that aren't circumcised. The fact is it's caused by a virus.
Right.
You know, it's just like ulcers. For years and years and years in this country, we're told, oh, my God, you have like a peptic ulcer or ulcer of the stomach.
Right.
Divorced. Get divorced or change your jobs or, you know, quit your job better yet.
Do and meditation.
Find out in Australia from 1982, they've been dealing with the peptic ulcers caused by Helicobacter pylori.
Right.
H. pylori bacteria that causes a stomach ulcer that can be easily cured with bismuth and an antibiotic.
Right, exactly. I know.
Instead, we're telling people, quit your job, quit, divorce your wife, and quit your job.
Well, this business with the HPV and its role in cervical cancer, to me, it's astonishing and yet very easily understood why religious fundamentalists, whether they're Hindu, Muslim, or Christian, I don't know about the Jews, why they would be against this, because of the absolute utter depersonalization of women that these three religions require,
yes,
the subservience of women these religions require,
yes,
and the treatment of these of women these religions like they were dust.
Like,
and again, I understand in Judaism, in some sects of Judaism, women are separated from the men, and women are seen as unclean when they have their menstrual period, and yada, yada, yada. But I don't know that much about Judaism where it concerns the oppression and suppression of women. But in Islam, Hinduism, and Christianity, oh, my God.
Yeah. But the surprising thing to me is, first you're telling guys you better get circumcised, and now you're saying to women you can't even have the virus vaccine. You know,
nice, huh?
What do you
they're
want?
Crazy.
You
I'm telling you. They're
after women.
Yeah, they're crazy, Barbara. Absolutely crazy. Hey, thanks for checking in, dear heart. Take care. Good to hear from you. You know, I'm certainly not a religious expert, certainly not a medical expert. You know, the things I know compared to the things that are available to know would probably fit in a thimble. But I do know when I see something like fundamentalist religious belief that treats women as dust. I can spot that a mile away. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Everybody's quiet and peace on earth just as soon as we win this war. So straight ahead.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity. Imagine a rare herb that simply tells your brain you're full. Imagine you can try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available in America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger, and all you have to do is take two pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that's been proven to work. The amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. 1-800-227-0361. That's toll-free. 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. 1-800-227-0361. Or visit myh57.com.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice Loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
Hi, this is Alan Thicke, and spring is almost upon us. Time for you and your spouse to start making plans for that romantic getaway you pined for all winter. So where do you think you'll want to go? Never mind, I've got it. An idea guaranteed to make that special person in your life love you just a little bit more. How about spending 3 days and 2 nights at a fantastic Las Vegas resort and you don't pay a dime for it? It's all part of Las Vegas' 100-year birthday celebration, courtesy of Soleil Resorts, and no one throws a party like Las Vegas. That's right, 3 days, 2 nights, no strings attached, just a small refundable room deposit is all that's required. Start off the summer right with a fantastic complimentary second honeymoon package. Call right now. Soleil will also throw in tickets to a hot show right on the Strip. Beat that, huh? Couples, just call 1-877-80-VEGAS. 877-80-VEGAS. For the time of your life, that's 877-80-VEGAS.
Aaron Esurance here. My mission? To save you time and money on auto insurance and save the environment.
But other insurance companies use loads of paper. How does Esurance save trees?
Esurance saves you time and hundreds of trees a year with electronic documents and easy online billing. By not using paper, Esurance also keeps rates affordable.
So, you save some green for the environment and your wallet.
Save some green with Esurance.
Visit www.esurance.com today. That's Esurance.com.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. A May Day march in Brooklyn organized by the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union drew 200 people demanding fair wages and working conditions for retail workers. Democratic Congresswoman Nadia Velasquez was there.
We are here sending a message to all these owners of this commercial strip in Knickerbocker. We are in America. This is a land of law. We must respect the law that requires that we pay the people for the work they do.
Daisy Cortez was fired as a $3 an hour worker at 99 Cent City after trying to raise the hourly wage.
We work since 9 in the morning until 8 in the night. So it's not, like, they give us half an hour to eat. Sometimes we don't eat. Sometimes they give us 5 minutes to eat and that's it. And keep it going because she's saying she's busy. All right, if he's busy, why you don't pay us enough?
Union leader Stuart Applebaum says the union is trying to organize the workers and the community to win justice for retail employees along Knickerbocker Avenue.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. We'll talk to author Michael Eric Dyson, whose new book is called Is Bill Cosby Right? Well, if you're talking about Jell-O, then damn straight. If you're talking about an accurate portrayal of urban youth outside of Fat Albert, the jury's still out. We'll get some answers from Michael Eric Dyson on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
But we've got great hearts and great compassion about our fellow human men and women.
Twenty-five before the hour, don't forget the hallmark. Who sent me this? Somebody sent me. The hallmark of a fascist state is the suppression of communication of free thought and ideas and the imposition of government propaganda on the media. Yeah. Okay. The phone number again, because they very seldom get it, 866-303-2270. Mike is calling from the Bronx. Mike, welcome to the program. Thanks for checking in, pal.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm fine. I was listening earlier to Janine.
Uh-huh.
She was talking about the draft, and I'd
yes.
like to get your thoughts about that plus one other subject. Because she mentioned that since 2003, they had two bits of legislation going through the Congress.
Yeah.
And then they have the thing with Canada. It's called Smart Borders, where you can't run to Canada anymore because the Canadians will throw you back to the United States.
What's your question to me about it? I'm totally against any sort of draft.
Exactly. No, I'm just wondering because what she was discussing was the fact that they would dress it up. They're not going to call it a draft per se. They'll put it in cloak and dagger, like, you know, the Patriot Act or some nonsense
yeah.
like that.
Well, see, that's the thing. I would defend my country against an invader, just like Iraqis are defending their country against an invader, just like
exactly.
the Vietnamese defended their country against an invader, and so on and so on. So I would defend my country if somebody attacked. I have enough guns in my house that, you know, I could put up a little bit of a fight until I finally got blown into a million pieces, into red mist, just like we do to Iraqis. But as far as a draft is concerned, to go halfway around the world and kill innocent civilians because they have oil under their houses and their soccer fields and their downtown, and I want the oil, no, I would no more do that. I would, of course, I'm way too old, but if they tried to draft me and I were young, I would say, kiss my ass, I'll go to prison. I don't care what you do to me. Rip my thumbnails out. Send me to Uzbekistan where they can put me in boiling oil. But I am not going to go fight your filthy, dirty, murdering war. I'm not going to kill innocent people because my country is led by thugs who've decided to go steal other people's property. Now, that's about the best. That's about the best way I can put it, Mike.
No, you're right about that. Oh, and about the thing that you mentioned about the cervical cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if the drug has the same effect as Vioxx, you know, with the problems where it cures one thing and causes something else. Did they do any research on that?
Well, no, this is not a drug. This is a vaccine. This is like this stimulates your immune system so that if your body or a woman's body is invaded by this virus, your body will defend against it. This is not a medicine.
Okay.
All right. Now, is it effective? According to these two pharmaceutical companies, when they're trying a medicine, clinical trials so far have shown that this vaccine is extremely effective against this virus. Now, what are the side effects? I don't know. You know, it's like vaccines are getting to the point, though, that they never inject you. Well, I shouldn't say never. In so many cases, you're not injected with a live virus, sometimes not even a killed virus. You're injected with some of the DNA that makes up the virus. That's why when people get a flu shot now, unless you're extremely sensitive and may have an allergic reaction to what you're injected with, you're not going to get the flu because they don't inject you with flu virus. They inject you with DNA from the virus, and that's just not where you're going to get sick. But your body's immune system will identify that as an invader, and then if you are attacked, it will know how your immune system will know how to defend against it. And that's what this vaccine is. So it's not about medicine, okay?
Okay. Well, I mean that sounds like a good thing. But what you were saying earlier about control and things like
mm-hmm.
that. You're absolutely right, because it's all about control.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about control. I mean, the only way that people who are basically worthless can have value is to control someone else.
You got that right. You got that right. Mike, thanks for checking in. I haven't gotten a call from the Bronx in a long time. I'm glad to hear from you. Take care, okay?
Yeah, you keep up the good work, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I don't know what age. Maybe it was when I read Germaine Greer's book, The Female Eunuch. Jesus, that would have put me in my 20s, huh? Late 20s. Maybe that's when I started to realize how badly women are oppressed culturally and religiously, just monumentally oppressed. And in ways it's done. You know, I grew up in a very patriarchal society, United States of America in the 50s. What did I know? And I went to a church. It was very patriarchal. The whole society, everything. Everything was gender identified. Even today, when I say the word nurse, I'm inclined, if I'm talking about a man, to say male nurse. You understand what I'm saying with that, right? Okay. School teachers, when we had a male school teacher, when I was in elementary school, primary school, if we had a male school teacher, first thing us 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old boys, believe me, that young, first thing we did was look to see if he had a wedding ring on, because if he didn't have a wedding ring on, we knew he was queer. It was a woman's job. So I grew up in that kind of society, that kind of culture. And it took some prying open of my head. I don't know about other American men, how you all deal with it, how you've dealt with it. I know I've had relationships with some ass-kicking women over the course of my life who were bound and determined to make it very clear to me what they were dealing with. And at times I've been very pro-feminist. Other times I just wish they'd all go straight to hell. I got very tired of it, very tired of hearing of the constant struggle. And then I would flip back into that mode of, oh, my God, could you do this, Malloy? Could you live like this? Huh? Could you? And then I think some of the other writers, some of the other feminist writers had a profound effect on my attitudes. But it was I have to date it from Germaine Greer's book. I had read some feminist literature before that, but it was Germaine Greer's book that spun me around. Fear of Flying, too. Erica Jong. That was, that came next. But anyway, the situation with suppression of women by who does it now? It primarily comes from two sources, as far as I can determine. Primarily from religion, but secondarily it comes in the field of business. You know, if you're female, well, you know, they got all kinds of words for it. The glass ceiling, the this, the that, the this, the that. And I would expect that women are going to be fighting this battle for another couple of hundred years, assuming there's a human race over that period of time. Because it's a battle it's hard. Don't forget, women in this country only got the vote in 1920. Was it 1920? Yeah, 1920. And I'm talking women. I'm talking about black women or white women or Latino women or gay women or straight. You know, I'm talking just women, period. So the idea of denying a possible life-saving vaccine because some religious nutball says, well, yeah, you know, if you tell the kids about condoms, they'll want to have sex. If you give these young girls the vaccine, they'll want to have sex. If you this, they want to have sex. If you that, they want to have sex. And, you know, it's okay if it's a boy. That boy's just sowing his wild oats. But if it's a woman, and isn't that true? That is it, the primary source of this is religion. And of course, you know, Jesus, think about Hinduism. Think about the women who are burned alive because something didn't work out. We're concerned an arranged marriage. Think about the women who are shot, beheaded, stoned, ripped to pieces in cultures different from ours. And think about the oppression and suppression of women in this country. I'm not going to get some feminist rap here that goes on and on and on, but you understand what I'm talking about. And this story about the HPV vaccine, where the religious right in this country is now getting ready to mount an offensive ad campaign against the use of this vaccine that could save the lives of thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of American women, not to mention women in other countries. And these sons of bitches don't want it on the market because if the girls get vaccinated, they might go have sex. Don't you just want to smash something when you hear a story like that, huh? If you're a female, don't you just want, I don't know, what do you want to do? You just want to wring somebody's neck, don't you? Huh? It's just a question of at what point do women take up weapons and say, I'm sick of you controlling, the men controlling my body. This is my body. And if I'm a believer in God, I can say to you that this body was given to me because God was slick enough to come up with something called evolution. This is me. You know, get your filthy hands off of me. You know? You want to do business with me? Let's negotiate. You want to have sex? You want to get married? You want to have kids? You want to open up a business? You want to fly to the moon? Let's negotiate. But keep your hands off of me. Keep your hands off of me. I mean, that's what I would do. I would get murderous.
You wanted to be a part of the future, a girl like me. There is a sky illuminating us. Someone is out there that we truly trust. There is a rainbow for you and me. A beautiful sunrise eternally. God is a girl, wherever you are. Do you believe it? Can you receive it? God is a girl, whatever you say. Do you believe it?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I want next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
$20. What can you get for less than $20 these days? How about over 60 channels, including local channels where available, for just $19.99 per month for 1 year with Dish Network Satellite TV? There's never been a better time to dump cable and start saving with Dish Network, the home of the lowest all-digital price in America every day. Call now and get up to 4 rooms of your house set up with standard professional installation. Plus, Dish Network will give you a $49.99 credit when you pay a $49.99 activation fee, making the activation fee free. Call 1-888-231-DISH or visit a local participating retailer to get Dish Network and enjoy over 60 channels, including local channels, for less than $20 per month. That's 1-888-231-DISH. 1-888-231-DISH.
Offer ends 6/30/05. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Restrictions, credit approval, minimum programming purchase, and monthly receiver fee applies. Must qualify based on service address.
Power in reserve is potential. Money is power. And access to money is critical to realizing potential. Right now at HSBC, money is cheap. 0.9% cheap. 0.9% introductory rate on loans or revolving lines of credit. To the small business person, this is a source of power. Open a free business checking account with Business Smart from HSBC, and the power will be yours. The power of a 24/7 service line, free online bill pay, and a 0.9% introductory rate on loans and revolving lines of credit. Call 877-HSBC-BIZ or stop by your local HSBC branch for more information. Hear that? That's power. That's Business Smart from HSBC. HSBC, the world's local bank. HSBC Bank USA, National Association, member FDIC. Intro rate good for 6 months. Other restrictions apply. Subject to credit approval.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour, Mike is calling from Oceanside, New York. Mike, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Listen, I just wanted to talk to you. You know, I enjoy the show. I have to admit, I don't agree with a lot of the points you make, but you did make a point before that really touched a nerve. You said the problem with there's a problem with religion today and how Christianity is perverting the message of Jesus Christ and
yeah.
and how we treat women like dust and second class citizens. Well,
right, right.
I'm a Catholic, and to be honest with you, I think that what the Catholic Church does for women, single women, with children, for the elderly, the infirmed, there's they're second to none with respect to...
Now, wait a second, Mike. You're confusing charity with equality. How many women priests do you know?
I don't know any women priests.
Okay, how many...
Hold on.
How many women cardinals do you know?
None. There are.
How many women make decisions in the Catholic Church?
What kind of decisions?
No. Doctrine decisions.
Are you Catholic?
No. How many women make doctrinal decisions? No, Mike. Mike, answer the question, or I'm going to move on. You brought up the issue. Now defend yourself. How
sure.
many women in the Catholic faith make doctrinal decisions?
With what?
None.
With
none.
What?
None. None.
Well, see, no, you're what
so
you're
don't
doing
talk.
Is...
Don't confuse charity with equality.
I'm not, but you can't...
Let me ask you this. If your daughter... Let me ask you something. If your daughter was raped and got pregnant, would you want her to have the ability to terminate the pregnancy if that was her wish?
What? Why...
Answer the question, Mike!
You answer my question.
No, I already did. I gave you the courtesy of an answer. You give me the courtesy of an answer, I'm moving on. If your daughter got raped and got pregnant, would you want her to have the right to terminate the pregnancy if she wanted to? Yes or no?
Yes or no? Don't yell. This is not an intelligent...
Yes or no?
I'll give you an answer.
Yes, or your church says no. What do you say? What do you say? What do you say, Mike? Answer the question.
I'm answering your question.
Yes or no?
I believe in the sanctity.
Yes or no? Goodbye, Mike.
This is the way you operate.
Goodbye, Mike. Adios. This is why I hate people whose brains have been fried by religious nonsense. You can't even answer a question that would pertain to your own flesh and blood. Shame on you. That's ridiculous. You can't answer a question that pertains to your own daughter because you're afraid you're going to piss off your church doctrine. Don't come to this program trying to defend the Catholic Church as being an institution that promotes equality between the sexes. I am not a Catholic. I am not a Protestant. I'm not a believer in this nonsense. Therefore, I can stand back from it. I'm not worried about my immortal soul being fried in hell forever if I say women are equal to men. Sorry, Mike. You lose. Now go practice your religion to the extent that you want to. That's your business. It's none of my business. How you do your religion is none of my business until you bring it to my program. Once you bring it to my program, it's my business. You understand? But don't be a fool and equate charity with equality. How the Catholic Church takes care of women who happen to find themselves unemployed or in single motherhood or on the street or unable to eat or clothe themselves has nothing whatsoever to do with equality. I hate that. Look, my advice, you know, if you're a doctrinaire believer in any religion, don't call this program with comments about your doctrine. Because I don't share it, and I'm going to challenge you on it, and you can't answer. You can't. All you can do is jump and dodge around the question. So why should you and I get into it? There are a million things to talk about. Don't bring your religious beliefs to this program unless you're willing to withstand the challenge and come up with an answer, a simple answer. There is nothing simpler. If your daughter is raped and becomes pregnant, would you want her to have the right to terminate the pregnancy? That's all. It's a simple question. It's her body. It's her decision. It's not yours, Mike, or Ralph, or Pete, or Joe, or Harry. And it's not the church, and it's not the government, and it's not a judge, and it's not some freakish senator someplace. It is the woman's decision. Now, I don't know why I have to get that upset about that issue. Well, I do, because it invariably happens. You know, that's why I stay away from the abortion question, because the people who I have found, the people who are most anti-abortion are really anti-women. They don't give a tinker's damn about the life involved. It's about controlling the woman. Ah, I hate that. I just hate that. All right, we'll be back. Quick break. Stay with us. All your phone calls all night. All right? Unless you, and we'll have a good time unless you get crazy like this guy. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The U.S. media barely covers the world anymore, except those countries that the administration is currently invading or occupying. So many Americans have no idea that a critical election is taking place in Britain, where George Bush's closest ally, Prime Minister Tony Blair, is taking a battering on the issue that should have been central to last year's U.S. presidential election, the lies that led to the war in Iraq. Britain's Labour Party, which Blair leads, is unlikely to be voted out of office in Thursday's election, in part because the main opposition party, the Conservatives, also supported the war. But while his party remains viable, the Prime Minister's personal approval ratings have tanked. A majority of Britons say they believe that Blair lied to the British people and his own cabinet in order to get Britain on board for the invasion and occupation of Iraq. He's taking a real beating on this issue, the sort of beating that George Bush should have taken last year. For more on the British election, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Listen up, men. You can now get a free 30-day sample box of Enzyte, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. Although launched in 2001, Enzyte continues to be the best-selling male supplement in North America, with millions of satisfied long-term users. Enzyte customers report significant improvement in sexual response and quality. Non-prescription Enzyte is extremely effective, yet has not shown to interact with medications or have adverse side effects. Enzyte has a 93% customer satisfaction rating and an 83% reorder rate. If you would like a free 30-day sample box, just visit Enzyte.com. That's E-N-Z-Y-T-E.com. Or call 1-800-778-5290. Free samples are only available while supplies last. So call 1-800-778-5290. 1-800-778-5290. Enzyte, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. 1-800-778-5290.
Welcome to Being Your Own Boss, an audio series. Repeat the following bossy phrases. It's time we unleashed some logistical paradigms.
It's time that we released something.
We need to deploy a more user-centric methodology.
We need the user-friend...
Being the boss doesn't have to be hard. Become a Furniture Medic franchise owner and receive full support, even financing, from America's largest furniture repair and restoration company. Call 1-800-RUN-YOURS or visit FurnitureMedicFranchise.com. Furniture Medic. A Service Master brand.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, investigating religious harassment at the Air Force Academy. The Air Force has appointed a task force to look into charges of religious harassment at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. The Academy's been rocked by reports of anti-Semitism and a culture that favors evangelical Christians. Acting Air Force Secretary Michael Dominguez says in a statement, the task force will look into practices by commanders that enhance or detract from the freedom of religion guaranteed in the First Amendment. Officials say a preliminary assessment is due May 23rd. The Air Force says it was unaware of any problems until a recent survey that included 55 cadets complaining of harassment of non-Christians. They're like tsunamis in the communities they hit. That's how one official describes the coming wave of U.S. military base closings. Anthony Principi, chairman of the commission that will help decide which facilities survive, says his nine-member panel will try to provide what he called a clear-eyed reality check of the Pentagon's hit list of domestic defense installations. The Pentagon is expected to release its list of facilities that should be shuttered or downsized next week. The base closure panel, which met for the first time today, will spend the next 4 months reviewing that Pentagon list. A warning today from government officials, scientists, and mental health experts about the dangers they say marijuana poses to teens' mental health. National Drug Control Policy Director John Walters says there's growing evidence that marijuana use, particularly during the teen years, can lead to depression, thoughts of suicide, and schizophrenia. He says the age at which children start smoking pot is a critical factor. Marches and rallies marked Press Freedom Day today. Advocates of press freedom staging demonstrations and rallies around the world as a rising number of reporters face imprisonment and death while doing their jobs. On the 15th annual World Press Freedom Day, several groups say the threat is rising. 56 journalists, the group say, or their assistants, already been killed in Iraq. Nearly as many as died in the 20-year Vietnam War. In some countries, they say, reporters are hunted down. The Committee to Protect Journalists says the five most dangerous countries for reporters are Iraq, Russia, the Philippines, Colombia, and Bangladesh. Even if the Labour Party wins, Tony Blair might still lose. British Prime Minister Tony Blair is favored to win a third term in Thursday's elections in the UK, but his ability to survive for long as Prime Minister will rest on the margin of victory by the Labour Party, which includes strong opponents of his Iraq war policy. If Blair's now solid lead in the House of Commons were to slip, he could face a struggle to control those in his party who are disillusioned with him, not only over the war, but economic policies they consider too conservative. Senior members of his own party might then challenge him for leadership. This is Air America Radio News.
Fact. Omega-3s are important for a healthy heart, mind, and joints. Fact. The fish that are the richest source of omega-3s are often contaminated with mercury and other toxins. Fact. TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 supplement can match. Fact. If you want to be sure it's pure, get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
Come on, sweetie, we'll be late for school. Get in the car.
Daddy, take your umbrella.
That's okay. I heard it's going to be sunny all day.
But, Daddy, AccuWeather.com says it's going to rain.
Now, I heard the weather, it's going to be sunny. Get in the car.
But, Daddy, AccuWeather.com says...
No, nope, get in the car.
Can I bring my ducky umbrella?
Sure, whatever. Get in the car.
Daddy, you should have logged into AccuWeather.com.
Can you share your ducky umbrella with Daddy?
Nope.
Please, my head's...
No, no.
But
nope.
Just a little bit.
No, AccuWeather.com. Access it for free, link to it for free, buy it for your site.
I'm getting wet, honey. Can I have...
Nope.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Next time on the Al Franken Show, it's Listener Appreciation Day. That's the one day of the year when you, the listener, can show how much you appreciate our show by making plans to listen. For our part, we'll bring you Washington Post columnist E.J. Dionne and Jonathan Alter from Newsweek. Listener Appreciation Day. Next time, Franken.
On Air America Radio.
Welcome back. Seven past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. The network to which you are listening is Air America Radio, the one that the right-wing crazy people say, oh, they're never going to make it. Oh, yes, we are. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. We're doing a lot of phone calls tonight because I very seldom do that, and I just get all embarrassed about that sometimes. I can hardly stand it. R.B. Ham is calling from Canada. R.B., welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Did you happen to catch C-SPAN this weekend?
No, you know, I didn't. And we dumped the dish and went back to cable, and in the process, all our settings, our VCR settings, went right down the toilet. So I know what you're going to ask me about. And I didn't see it, but I hear they're going to rebroadcast it.
Yes, they are this Saturday at 2:30 Eastern Time. So
in the afternoon.
Yes, so everybody within range of my voice, C-SPAN 2:30 in the afternoon.
Now, this is the guy who gave the speech in Madison?
Yes, Madison, Wisconsin. David Ray Griffin is his name. He's written two books on the subject of 9/11. The first one was the new Pearl Harbor. I forget the name of the second one, but it's a compendium. He uses Paul Thompson's timeline and mainstream sources, and proves, like, within half an hour, there's no way the American, the Bush administration didn't have their hands on this the whole time, because there's too many opportunities to nail whoever was going to be doing 9/11, right? The Phoenix memo, Colleen Rowley, Sybil Edmonds, and her testimony.
Right.
For 4 hours in front of the 9/11 Commission, and they reduced her testimony to one brief sentence saying that she recommended that the FBI follow their own rules. And that's all there is in the 9/11 Commission about her testimony. And she's the one, the whistleblower, that's telling everybody about the war games and everything that were planned that day.
Well, you know what really pisses me off is all that testimony that these witnesses provided to this so-called bipartisan 9/11 Commission. Now, let's assume that everything that we see out there on the Internet and what David Ray Griffin,
yes.
What he has said, what other people have said about complicity of the Bush crime family in September 11th, all that information that was heard by this 9/11 Commission, I guess the bottom line then, we are to believe that these people know what the truth is. People like Bob Kerry, who was on that commission. People like who was the former the Watergate prosecutor, Benveniste.
Yeah.
All these people know what the truth is, and they keep it to themselves. What kind of craziness is that?
They're all compromised. If you look into the backgrounds of each one of them, they're somehow connected to the Bin Laden.
How in the hell can Bob Kerry be compromised? He's a Medal of Honor winner. What's his problem?
He was compromised early on. Remember when he came out with his mea culpa about the war crimes in Vietnam and all that stuff? He was preparing the way for what's happening now.
But RB, am I or anyone else to believe them? This is not a challenge. I'm not challenging. I'm just throwing out a question here. Are we to believe that these people will put their own compromised positions ahead of an act of violent mass murder and treason against the United States by a criminal enterprise that stole an election a year and a half before this attack occurred? That staggers me. I don't know if my mind can get around that.
I know it's hard to believe, and at first I thought it was absolutely crazy until I kept emailing people, and I got funny cryptic notes back from certain people and networks and stuff. And then all of a sudden, people came out with their books, Mike Rupert and Mr. Griffin and Paul Thompson's 9/11 timeline, and the thousands of websites on the net devoted to this. And when you really look into it, there are just so many unanswered questions. There are too many loose ends, and it's too much of a hurry to cover this up with that 9/11 Commission report redacting the Saudi Arabian roles in it, and nobody's in the Democratic leadership anyway seems to be really putting up a fuss. And
what was it, 20 or 30 pages concerning the Saudis was blacked out?
Exactly. All the lower echelon Democrats are kicking up a fuss, like Cynthia McKinney, Jim McDermott. These people who actually have some integrity are being stomped on at every moment by their own party being called conspiracy theorists, and their self-appointed gatekeepers of the left, like Paul Begala and everything, won't even defend them. And if you notice lately that Cynthia McKinney isn't even brought up in the media anymore because she knows too much and she's been asking Mr. Rumsfeld embarrassing questions. And you notice Mr. David Ray Griffin, because he's a card-carrying Republican, a theologian, a Baptist minister, they're staying, or Episcopalian anyway, they're staying away from his book and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even reviewing it. They're not talking about it. They won't mention it. They're scared. And C-SPAN, I can't believe they're carrying it again this weekend. Everybody should be watching this. If you have any doubts at all, watch it. If you think that we're all crazy, that with us 9/11 conspiracy wacko theorists, we're all crazy, watch it. And satisfy yourself that Mr. David Ray Griffin is also a crazy wacko conspiracy theorist. And then get back to me.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks. I had seen something, RB, about it being rebroadcast, but I wasn't sure it was when it was going to be. So this time we will get it on tape. We will watch it.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, RB. I appreciate you checking in. Have a nice evening. You know, I've said before on this program, I do not accept the story that American media, American politicians, the crime family that runs this country, the received wisdom or the accepted story on this 9/11 attack on this country. You know, I've said that before, and I mean that. I don't say that gratuitously. It's just the extent to which the Bush crime family was involved. I don't know that I could handle that. I don't know that America could handle that. If proof positive were presented that was accepted, I'm not saying that the proof is not out there, but if it were accepted, then this country would stop. Now, that's it might be wishful thinking on my part, like, why would they stop, Mike? I mean, so what changes? You know, that was coming up on 4 years ago. It's ancient history, man. You know, why would what? People would stop their cars? People would stop work? I think that the shock, the awareness that this Bush family had perpetrated such a horrendous crime against not just all the dead people and the families, but against the Constitution, against the country, that would do it. That would bring everybody to a grinding halt and would send millions swarming on Washington. And then what? The troops would come out. The People's Army, the Chinese People's Army had always said they would never fire on the people. And then you had Tiananmen Square, and I just wonder, of course, U.S. troops have fired on American citizens. Just go back to Kent State, Jackson State. See, nobody ever talks about Jackson State, do they? Whether or not U.S. troops would fire on millions of people descending on Washington to get rid of this cancer, I don't know. I have no idea if it would even come to that. I don't. What do you think? What do you say? What do you think? What do any of you think? If it could be proven, and what kind of proof would it take? Does it have to go into a court of law? Does it have to go? Where does it have to go? I know that there are all sorts of proofs out there. Carefully calculated and calibrated and videotaped and annotated and researched proof that what we have, most of us have accepted as the scenario of that day is a damn lie. It didn't happen that way. I understand, I understand that, but it hasn't sunk in to enough people to reach that tipping point. It hasn't sunk into me to reach that tipping point. Or maybe I'm just like a lot of people involved in denial. Avoidance and denial. No. I can't handle it. I cannot believe. As much as I hate these worms, I can't believe that they would engineer an attack on this country, a second Pearl Harbor, worse than the first one. I can't believe it. Maybe that's what I'm dealing with and what millions of us are dealing with, huh? You think? In every section now, cause America's been took. It's plain to see, the oldest trick in the book is making enemies. A phony evil, so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, and search. Oil, blood, money make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being cast cross, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major. What could you do if you do all the
things we know? You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Meet the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, absolutely free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today. Absolutely free.
Offer ends May 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at ReadMojo.com. This month, learn how 40 media outlets and nonprofits are saying that global warming doesn't exist after they got $8 million from ExxonMobil. Read about a sperm bank that only took donations from Nobel Prize winners. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, politics, and culture. Subscribe today at ReadMojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at ReadMojo.com.
Okay, it's time for a quiz. So, if a person works as a clerk in a retail store, let's pick one at random. Let's say Walmart. And that clerk gets paid $8.23 an hour. How much do they make in a year? Time's up. The answer is $13,861. And while even Walmart pays above the minimum wage, if that clerk is supporting a family of three, he or she makes nearly $800 below the federal poverty line. And if that clerk lives in Georgia, he or she is six times more likely to rely on state-provided health care for their children than are employees of any other large company. Most of us think that people who work full-time shouldn't live in poverty. But how do you change that when politicians won't stand up to the Walmarting of America? Well, alone, there's not much you can do, but together, we've got a shot. When you join PurpleOcean.org, you can stand with the 1.8 million working families of the Service Employees International Union. PurpleOcean.org is telling the truth about what the Walmarts of the world are doing to our country. And we're taking action to stop it. Want to know more? Check us out at PurpleOcean.org.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a men's clothing store in New York that made everything easy? Imagine a place with a wide selection of designers, a friendly staff, and reasonable prices. Wouldn't it also be helpful if men could get all of their clothing needs from suits, sport coats, corporate casual, shoes, formal wear, and even things for going out at night all in one place? Well, I think there is. I'm Ken Gidden, owner of Rothmans. When I started this business 18 years ago, I set out to create a store that was different than the rest. I wanted a place for New Yorkers, a place that was understandable and approachable for both the fashion expert and the fashion victim. We do the work, and our expert staff will help you choose from designers like Canali, Boss, Zegna, Joseph Abboud, Ben Sherman, Fred Perry, Ted Baker, and many more. We've done the editing, so your shopping experience can be rewarding and efficient. Of course, there's expert tailors to help you with all of your special needs. That's Rothmans on Union Square in Manhattan and in the Village of Scarsdale. Please call us at 212-777-7400 for information. That's 212-777-7400.
They're flat evil. And as a nation of good folks, we're going to hunt them down.
It's about 22 past the hour. I had a couple of emails here wanting to know what Arby's talking about or when this thing will air. It's going to air on C-SPAN. Is it C-SPAN or C-SPAN 2, Kathy? I don't know. One of the two. This coming Saturday, what did Arby say? 2:30 in the afternoon. Okay? Now, I have I've heard about this. No, I'm getting something else here. It says it'll be on C-SPAN 2 Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Come on, y'all. Somebody get this straight, okay? 2:30, 10:30, which is it? Anyway, it'll be on C-SPAN. It's a lecture that this guy gave in Madison, Wisconsin. I guess University of Wisconsin, that pretty much lays out the case against the Bush crime family where it concerns the attack on this country on September 11th. It'll be this a rebroadcast. It was broadcast last week. It'll be rebroadcast this coming Saturday at either 10:30 in the morning or 2:30 in the afternoon. Just go to cspan.org if you have any questions and look at their schedule. They will tell you, okay? cspan.org. Now, that's all the information I have, folks. And that should be sufficient. cspan.org this Saturday. Ernie is calling from Englewood, New Jersey. Ernie, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for being on the other end. When Air America started, it was a true, true breath of fresh air.
I hear that.
Okay. You mentioned Kent State and Jackson State. I remember being just before I went to college, just started. And, you know.
Hey, have you got me on speakerphone?
No, I got you on my cell phone.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead.
I want to try to be as clear as I'll be short. The other thing I wanted to mention, because you started off your show talking about the Christians. These are the same Christians, and I don't know why people in America don't follow the legacy all the way back to the roots. These are the same people who use the Bible to justify slavery.
Mm-hmm.
They're also modifying textbooks to say that slavery was wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been reading about that. Oh, my God.
You know, the Faith-Based Initiative, including the black clergy, is one of the most massive pieces of unfunded corruption. It turns out, now that they've got what they wanted, they're cutting about $83 million out of a program. A black clergyman who was involved with it has basically exposed what they've done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they've got a lot of people following it, and they put millions of dollars into black churches. And that's also the way they swayed the vote in Ohio. It wasn't that there was anything political about the program. It wasn't abortion. It wasn't homosexuality. Black people have tolerated that stuff, as well as being black themselves for a long, long time. What they've done is they bought preachers. They bought churches. So now that they've gotten what they wanted this second term, they're starting to cut the legs out from under them, just like they're cutting the legs out from all the people in the South. You know, when you witness the 300,000 people cut off of Medicaid, I think that was Alabama. I don't know how many they have in Georgia where you live.
Hold on just a second. The one thing I kind of want to challenge you on a little bit here, Ernie, is, you know, as far as Ohio is concerned, don't you agree that that was vote fraud? That was less of suppressing the black vote through the preachers, because that kind of paints black folk as morons. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, Ernie. Let me finish the thought, and then you can come back. That kind of paints black people as morons, that they can't think, and if their preacher says stay home, don't vote, or whatever. So, and that's nonsense. Now, as far as I'm concerned, and I don't know, because I don't think anybody will know unless some court action reveals it. It was voter fraud. The votes were stolen.
Right.
These sons
of
bitches in Ohio stole the votes.
You're right, Mike. You're right about the stolen votes. But the way they stole the vote in Ohio
was the machines.
Primarily voter denial.
Well, there was. I don't disagree. There was voter suppression, but that was flooding areas with statements like, you know, if you haven't paid your rent or if you've got outstanding bills.
Exactly.
Okay, but that's not buying off preachers. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, what I'm saying is the 20%. Okay, I don't think necessarily the numbers. Okay, I'll put it this way. I'll give you your point. Give me my point. It's a combination of ingredients that added up to the 20% black vote. Allegedly for Bush. You know, I mean, but a lot of the voter fraud also, you know, there are a lot of elements to that. And you know that there are tons of people doing research about that. And Conyers has his investigation going as much as he possibly can as a minority in Congress. But the other part is, I mean, I agree with what you're saying, but a lot of people just don't see that the hand that's I should put it this way. They're all they're having their legs cut out from them by the...
Well, I don't disagree with that, but I don't think it's just black churches. I think some of these rabid, psychopathic white churches are going to find they're coming up on the short end of the stick, too.
Yeah,
hey, Ernie, I got to leave. I got to
check in, too. Thanks,
all right,
Mike.
Ernie, thanks, man, for checking. I got to leave it there. We got a break here. Thanks, Ernie. We got to be careful with that, okay? Because it's not the election was stolen. It wasn't bought. It was stolen.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Is the FDA doing enough to protect you from drugs with hidden side effects? Not even FDA employees think so. Two-thirds of the FDA's own scientists say the agency isn't adequately monitoring the safety of drugs on the market. This month's Mother Jones reports on an FDA scientist who was told to be quiet when he discovered one drug's deadly side effects. Before the Vioxx scandal hit, the FDA's David Graham found that the drug increased the risk of heart attacks. But FDA officials took no action and told him to be quiet. A month later, the makers of Vioxx found the same thing and recalled the drug themselves, even though the FDA had known it had done nothing. Sources close to the FDA tell Mother Jones that incidents like this happen all the time. To see how the FDA's lax standards are putting your health at risk, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
The notion of a 40-hour work week is several hours short of reality. Working long hours is a given when you run your own business. And since it's tough to be away from your business during the day, we offer special gold key hours, early morning hours from 7 to 10, when we're open exclusively for business members. We know that time and money are important to you. Helping you make the most of both is why we're here. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you're dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com. That's www.cornelllaservision.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines. InstantTaps.com is pleased to present an advanced product for men living with performance frustration. A revolutionary new process is now available to modernize the speed and ease of taking Viagra. Formulated by a pharmacist using crushed Viagra tablets. It's so fast and easy. Place a pleasant-tasting tablet under your tongue and within 15 to 20 minutes, you will have results. With InstantTaps, you can enjoy a more spontaneous love life. Best of all, no doctor's visit is required. Simply call 1-800-640-7032 or go online to instanttaps.com and get your prescription filled by a licensed physician. Private, confidential, and sent right to your door. InstantTaps.com for a more spontaneous and enjoyable love life. Get yours right now and start enjoying the pleasures of life. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. You won't regret it, and your partner will thank you. Ask about Cialis and Levitra. InstantTaps.com, 1-800-640-7032 or online at InstantTaps.com. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. Order now.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. It's on C-SPAN 2, the C-SPAN book thing at 2:30 this Saturday coming, 2:30 Eastern Time. Now, let me just share this with you. Who sent this to me? I don't know who sent it. I erased it already. But thanks. This is from the Wisconsin State Journal. For those who don't know what this is about, here you go. A noted Christian theologian suggested Monday, April 18th, in Madison, Wisconsin, that the Bush administration not only had prior knowledge of the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, but probably helped orchestrate them. David Ray Griffin, 65, a retired professor at the Claremont School of Theology in Claremont, California, said the government's version of the attacks is so implausible it can't possibly be true. The numerous inconsistencies and far-fetched explanations from Bush officials, quote, show that the attacks must have been planned and executed by our own political and military leaders, end quote, Griffin said. Excuse me. He thinks Bush endorsed the attacks to gain support for a military buildup and global domination effort that began with the invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq. Griffin is part of a small group of scholars and others questioning the government's story and the conclusions of the bipartisan 9/11 commission that investigated the attacks. Griffin's speech before about 450 people at Bascom Hall on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus was considered a major victory by his supporters in that it was taped by C-SPAN for later broadcast on the public service cable channel. The event organizer, Kevin Barrett, founder of a Muslim-Jewish Christian alliance called MUJCA-NET, told the crowd C-SPAN should be applauded, quote, for having the guts to put 9/11 truth on national TV, end quote. Barrett said his group paid Griffin's airfare and was hoping to provide an additional $100 to cover expenses. Otherwise, Griffin did not charge for his appearance. Griffin has written extensively on the origins of evil and the relationship between science and religion. He has authored or edited 24 books, including The New Pearl Harbor, Disturbing Questions About the Bush Administration and 9/11. In the September 11 attacks, armed terrorists hijacked 4 passenger jets, 2 crashed in the World Trade Center in New York, and 3rd crashed in a field in Pennsylvania. According to the government, the 4th jet crashed into the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, although Griffin questions this and suggests the damage may have been caused by a military plane or missile. Griffin operates from the basic premise that 19 Arab Muslim hijackers could not have outwitted this country's extensive military defense system without inside help. Among his arguments, and here it lists 5 or 6 of them, fighter jets typically are sent out immediately upon any sign that a plane may have been hijacked. They usually arrive no later than 10 to 20 minutes. In this case, the military failed to stop the attacks, then gave 3 conflicting versions of why it deviated from standard operating procedure, Griffin said. The Pentagon is probably the best defended structure on the planet. How could a commercial airliner fly undetected and toward the Defense Department for 40 minutes and not be shot down by the Pentagon's anti-aircraft system? Bush lingered for more than 15 minutes at an elementary school after learning of the second jet crashing in the World Trade Center. Given that Bush's itinerary had been highly publicized, why wasn't the Secret Service concerned that he might be a target of a surprise terrorist attack? Griffin said, this behavior makes sense only if the head of the Secret Service detail knew that the planned attacks did not include an attack on the president. And how did they know this for certain, unless the attacks were being carried out by people within our own government? End quote. Further, the straight-down, free-fall collapse of the World Trade Center building suggests a controlled demolition. A plane crash and fire could not have caused such a collapse, Griffin said. These examples and others, quote, are sufficient to suggest that there is no escape from the frightful conclusion that 9/11 was engineered by the Bush administration and its Pentagon, end quote, he said. He closed by saying religious people must seek the truth about 9/11, create new means to spread the information, and work to thwart Bush's attempts at global domination. The crowd gave Griffin a standing ovation. So, it's the speech that was just synopsized by the writer for the Wisconsin State Journal will be rebroadcast this Saturday, 2:30 in the afternoon Eastern Time on C-SPAN, C-SPAN 2. We'll be there this time. Ron is calling from New York City. Ron, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. I listen to your show all the time since you guys have been on the air. But I'm scared. You know, I'm scared for my children. I'm scared for this country because you know we have a so-called president that just doesn't think. This man is such a moron. I can't even believe it. You know, I wonder how he gets up in the morning and puts on his pants. You know?
I hear you.
Really, he cannot speak in front of a podium without having, you know, words in front of him, and words written by someone else.
Right.
This man is, I just don't understand how 50-something million people could have voted this man in office again. And, you know, during the whole election, I was listening to every, you know, I listened every day.
Mm-hmm.
up until the election day, and I was telling my wife, it's time for us to get up and move from this country, just leave, because this country has gone into the toilet, especially, you know, with this current administration. I'm so scared. You know, I have a 20-year-old daughter, a 15-year-old son, 12-year-old son, and I have a 15-month-old, and I'm more worried for her than anybody else, because mm-hmm. I don't know where this country's going. You know, and we have no leadership. We have no leadership.
I can certainly relate to that with an 8-month-old. All my other kids are grown, and of course, they have kids, and I worry about them. But you know, when you have an 8-month-old, you're like, oh my God.
I'm really, I don't know what to do. I mean, you know, before, you know, other presidents I had, there was hope. When they spoke, he sort of believed. But when this man speaks, I mute the television because I can't listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has nothing to bring to the table. He has nothing that I can honestly believe in or say, yeah, you know, maybe that's true. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe, you know, I believe in something that he's saying, but nothing. I'm just, I don't know. I just want to leave, you know.
I hear you, and not only do I hear what you're saying, Ron, but I hear the frustration and the anxiety because, that connects exactly to what Kathy and I feel and probably millions of other Americans. I can't tell you how many emails I get that say something along these lines. Hi, Mike. I'm glad I found your program. I'm glad I found Air America, because I tell you what, until I started listening to programs on Air America, I thought I was the only person who felt this way. Okay? So there are literally millions of people out there because Air America is now reaching millions of people. And again, please don't listen to what the right-wing media is saying about our network. They desperately want to see Air America just blow up, and it's not going to happen. But the point is, so many people feel the same way. So far, that frustration or that energy, whether it's negative or positive, hasn't been focused yet. Those of us who feel that way, I think, like you, like me, like a lot of us, are kind of we're still in the stage where we're not exactly sure what to do. We know we're not gonna. We're thinking about leaving the country. We're thinking about staying and fighting. We're thinking about trying to pretend like it'll go away, like when you're a kid and you had booger bears under your bed, you know, and you're scared to death at night. You think, oh, to hell, I'll just go to sleep. It all go away. We're not sure yet what to do.
Right.
And that's why if somebody asked me directly, and I'm not saying you did, but if somebody asked me directly, do you think it's time to leave the country? My answer is no. It's not time. What it's time to do, I think, for me anyway, is just to keep thinking, keep connecting, keep organizing, keep my mind open. Don't drown in the sea of lies and deception that is American media, all of it, every bit of it, except this network and a few outposts. There are some talk show hosts who are not connected with this network, who are doing their damnedest, working in enemy territory, so to speak, to get the truth out. So I'm not trying to, denigrate those guys, you know, and gals. They are doing their damnedest, and they're working in hostile territory in order to do it. But everybody, I think, who feels what you're feeling has got to just kind of a holding action right now. Let's see where this is going to go. Let's see who our allies are. Let's see who the real enemy is. Let's see how this thing unfolds. And when the time comes to take action, I think people like you and me and him and her will know what to do. We'll know what to do. I don't think we're going to need anybody to tell us. I think we'll know what to do. So it's just a matter of right now, I believe this. I swear to God, I believe this, Ron. It's right now. It's just a matter of kind of a holding action. We're finding things out. The truth has a way, like what's his name, Cohen said, in Leonard Cohen said, there's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in.
Right, true.
So the light's getting in a little tiny bit. So just hold, okay?
I'm gonna hold. Try.
Don't jump, because I have felt like jumping too, but this is not the time, all right?
All right, Mike. As long as you guys are on, I'll be listening.
All right, thanks, Ron. I appreciate it. Take care. You have a nice evening. All right, quick break here. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you tired of battling your weight without the results you want? Don't give up. Learn the facts. All Natural South African Hoodia is now available with a 100% money-back guarantee exclusively with H57. How does it work? H57 doesn't claim to block, absorb, blast, or reduce fat. It just helps you control your hunger. H57's organically based compound significantly reduces your appetite and your desire for food. And when you don't eat as much, you lose weight. That's a fact. The amazing results of South African Hoodia have been featured on 60 Minutes, Nightline, and the BBC. H57's Hoodia is real. The effects are real. The weight loss is real. With H57, you eat less, not because you're trying to eat less, but because you simply don't desire food. There's no counting carbs, points, or fat grams. Don't be fooled by imitators. Demand real H57 South African Hoodia. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your product price is refunded. That's a fact. Call now. 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money back guarantee. 1-800-227-0361. Or visit myh57.com.
Janet Larson from the Earth Policy Institute talks meltdown.
In the Antarctic, we're seeing warming causing ice shelves that have been standing for thousands of years to crumble into the sea.
Because of temperature rising, ice is melting faster in all parts of the world.
When glaciers on land melt, they flow into rivers, rivers flow into sea. So the more glacier melting you have, sea levels will rise worldwide.
That means big trouble for the world's coastal cities and small islands.
Some islands are only several feet high at their highest point, and a rise in sea level could completely inundate them.
Scientists say humans do have control over climate change.
If we move quickly to cut carbon emissions, the temperature will rise to a smaller degree, and the melting could be minimized.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Esurance, an auto insurance company that saves green for your wallet and the environment. Save some green and get your quote today at esurance.com.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
$20. What can you get for less than $20 these days? How about over 60 channels, including local channels where available, for just $19.99 per month for 1 year with Dish Network Satellite TV? There's never been a better time to dump cable and start saving with Dish Network, the home of the lowest all-digital price in America every day. Call now and get up to 4 rooms of your house set up with standard professional installation. Plus, Dish Network will give you a $49.99 credit when you pay a $49.99 activation fee, making the activation fee free. Call 1-888-231-DISH or visit a local participating retailer to get Dish Network and enjoy over 60 channels, including local channels, for less than $20 per month. That's 1-888-231-DISH. 1-888-231-DISH.
Offer ends 6/30/05. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Restrictions, credit approval, minimum programming purchase, and monthly receiver fee applies. Must qualify based on service address.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour. Al is calling from Miami. Al, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Good evening, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I wanted to ask you if you saw that ABC News World Tonight. It was like their special feed or whatever they call it about the Christian right. And it had on there about showing how they discipline their children, that the Bible says to beat your children.
Oh, yeah. This thing ABC is it. That comes right out of the books written by the psychopathic James Dobson. Yeah, beat your kid. Pain is really a way to get the attention. Are you talking about tonight?
Yes.
All right, did you see the little kid there and the father with the strap?
Yes. And
they said, the father said to this little, cute little kid, well, what happens with this? And the kid bends over and starts whapping his own ass. I thought I was going to just scream and throw stuff at the television. I wanted to crawl in there and beat that man. I wanted to take the strap to him. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
You just took the words out of my mouth because that's what I was going to say, because that guy, that quacker, I would have liked to have taken more than a strap. I would have liked to have taken a chain to him. You know, I hated that guy. Boy, you talk about Milton being a psycho. I think they must have a clone factory.
Oh, man, I hate these people. I swear to God, beat your kid. Beat your kid. That's what you do. God said. Now, here's the thing. Jesus never said anything about beating your kid.
No.
This is what the Old Testament talked about. This is what these old shepherds that wandered around the Middle East 5,000 years ago talked about. You know, discipline the kid, spare the rod, spoil the child. You know, Jesus shows up and says, no. The kids, don't do that. This is what my kingdom is like, you know. So, again, I write the whole thing off. I'm sorry. If you're a believer, I apologize. I don't mean any offense, Al, but I write all of it off. Christianity, Hinduism, Judaism, Islam, I write it all off. I'm sorry. No, thank you.
By the way, you know that guy Bolton, when you see his picture, he looks like a stalker.
He sure does.
Doesn't he look like a stalker? If you were at the UN, you wouldn't know he's an ambassador. You'd be reporting him to the police saying, I think there's a stalker in the building.
In a heartbeat. Or a child molester. I swear to God, he looks like somebody who downloads child porn off the Internet.
Well, he does. I mean, this is why sometimes I'm ready to move to Canada. I'm just about giving up. I mean, I don't know how you feel.
Well, probably about the same way. Hey, thanks, Al. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Have a good one, and I listen to your show always.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You take care. You know, this Dobson, this James Dobson, this focus on the freak show freak, you know, he's got a degree, doctorate in child psychology. Oh, well, anybody can do that. Says you need to beat your children hard enough to make them cry real tears. Nice, huh? Oh, in case you're wondering, no. All of my kids? No. Let me tell you, Wendy. How old is Wendy now? Wendy's 38. I swatted her one time because she had swatted her little sister Libby. And my reaction, you know, she hit Libby, I hit her. And then I thought, what the hell are you doing? And I stopped it. One swat, stopped it. And we sat there and talked. Libby was a baby. Wendy was 4 years old. Chris, who's a firefighter, who's now 26, one time. I got pissed off. I told him he was five. I had told him to clean and straighten up his room, put the toys away. He didn't put them away. So no, he wasn't five. He was four. So I went in to his room, and he was sitting there. I said, I thought I told you to put your toys away. And he said something weird to me, and I picked him up. I sat down on the floor. I took him on my lap, and I with my open hand, I hit his butt. He had blue jeans on. I hit his pants, hit his butt one time, and I stopped, and I thought, what the hell are you doing? Never beat a kid. Ever, ever, ever. What does a kid learn? I don't care. I don't care what anybody says. These religious freaks that tell you to break a child's spirit, Dobson, this animal-beating, child-hating son of a bitch who just, his whole philosophy is violence and death and beating and killing. God, I hate these people. And he presents himself as a Christian? No, he's not. No, he's not. He's a Satan worshiper. He wants to create anguish and fear and anger. What is that? When you create anguish and anxiety and fear and pain and rage, what are you? You're a demon. That's what you are. Dobson the demon. Big D, little D. What begins with B? D. Dobson the demon. That begins with D. Somebody please tell me where Christ said, beat your kid until he gets tears in his eyes. Beat him till he feels pain. Point that out to me. Big D, little D. What begins with D? Devil, demon, Dobson. D, D, D. I can write Dr. Seuss alphabet books too, right? We're gonna do this with Molly. You know, we got to say big M, little M. What begins with M? Mice in the moonlight. M M M. Well, it's time we did our own. Big M, little M. What begins with M? Murderous mother. You know, whatever. M M M. So that's what happens when, you know, when you have little kids and you go and start going through this again with the Dr. Seuss thing, right? The alphabet thing. The weirdest combinations pop into mine and Kathy's mind. We'll be sitting there reading to reading to Molly that alphabet book. Big D, little D. What begins with D? Devil, demon, Dobson. D, D, D. Oh, my God. All right, quick break here. If you're listening on WLIB, goodbye. Get on the internet, get on the satellite radio, whatever, because the best hour is coming up. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Listen up, men. You can now get a free 30-day sample box of Ensite, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. Although launched in 2001, Ensite continues to be the best-selling male supplement in North America with millions of satisfied long-term users. Ensite customers report significant improvement in sexual response and quality. Non-prescription Ensite is extremely effective, yet has not shown to interact with medications or have adverse side effects. Ensite has a 93% customer satisfaction rating and an 83% reorder rate. If you would like a free 30-day sample box, just visit Ensite.com. That's Enzyte.com. Or call 1-800-778-5290. Free samples are only available while supplies last. So call 1-800-778-5290. 1-800-778-5290. Ensite, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. 1-800-778-5290.
By now you've heard that Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Mary Purcell heard and ordered her Plavix and saved $114 on a 90-day supply. If you're buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721.
Canadian snowbirds have been using Advocare for years to have their medications mailed to their favorite travel destinations. AARP magazine ranked Advocare one of the top pharmacies in Canada. They're the only Canadian pharmacy with a U.S. non-resident license. The state government of Illinois has concluded that Advocare's procedures are exceeding the U.S. government's requirements. You can save, too, by calling Advocare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are guaranteed to be delivered right to your door, and you save up to 85%. Compare that with what you're paying now. It's so easy, and the money you will save is incredible. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. A letter intended for the most wanted man in Iraq has been intercepted by American forces. The letter was headed for Jordanian militant Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, and the U.S. military says it came from an al-Qaeda member in Iraq. The U.S. military says the letter praises Zarqawi, but also talks about low morale among the terrorists' followers. Meanwhile, Iraq has sworn in a new government. President Bush is continuing his push for Social Security reform. Speaking at an auto manufacturing plant in Canton, Mississippi, Bush warned about the costs of doing nothing, but Democrats argue that Medicare and Medicaid pose much more imminent problems than Social Security. Congressman Sander Levin, a Democrat from Michigan, accused President Bush of hatching a cynical plot to destroy the federal entitlement program.
He wants Social Security to essentially shrivel away, leaving us with privatization of Social Security.
President Bush has warned that Social Security is on a road toward bankruptcy without aggressive reforms. Efforts to prevent Walmart from opening stores in New York City continue as opponents signed a Mother's Day card to the company's directors that read, "Love Mom, not Walmart." They are calling for a boycott of the department store chain to protest what they claim are sexist employment practices by the company. John McHenry has more.
The 8-foot-by-8-foot Mother's Day card signed by union leaders, city council members, and a former Miss America is part of an effort to get people not to buy their Mother's Day presents at Walmart. New York City Council Speaker Gifford Miller.
We should not respect our mothers by disrespecting the mothers in our workforce.
Former Miss America Carolyn Sapp is spokesperson for plaintiffs in a class action sexual discrimination suit against the retailer.
Why is this? Because it's based on wages and promotion. Where are we? Are we not in the 21st century? I thought we broke the glass ceiling already.
This boycott is part of a continuing battle to keep Walmart from building stores inside New York City. John McHenry, New York.
The state of Connecticut has sued the Vonage Internet phone company for misleading customers about 911 call limitations. The lawsuit was triggered by an incident in which a couple dialed 911 with their Vonage phone to report that their baby was having seizures. Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal says what the couple got was unacceptable.
A voice-recorded message instead of the emergency dispatcher telling them to dial 911 if there was an emergency. They dialed again. Same message. Eventually, they went to the emergency room rather than trying again.
New Jersey-based Vonage provides phone service to customers through a broadband internet connection that does not access the 911 system in the same way that regular telephones do. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself, waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes. Just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Next time on the Al Franken Show, it's Listener Appreciation Day. That's the one day of the year when you, the listener, can show how much you appreciate our show by making plans to listen. For our part, we'll bring you Washington Post columnist E.J. Dionne and Jonathan Alter from Newsweek. Listener Appreciation Day. Next time, Franken.
On Air America Radio.
Welcome back. Seven past the hour. See, even on the nights where I try like crazy to just take phone call after phone call, I have people been holding on here for an hour and 20 minutes, like Joy, who has called in from Santa Cruz. Joy, welcome to the program.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Joy. How about you?
Well, I'm still a little hoarse.
You're a little horse?
Yeah, I'm a tiny pony.
I'm not even going to go there with the joke.
Well, no, I've been sick for four weeks.
Good Lord, girl.
Yeah, and we talked a long time ago.
Oh, sure. I know Joy from Santa Cruz. My God, he used to call me when I was on IE America.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I hope you're getting better. Sounds like you had one hell of a case of bronchitis.
It was a really bad thing. It was like into my lungs, into my head, all the way through.
Well, it's left you with a very interesting sounding voice, though, so there.
And, you know, I used to be an opera singer.
Oh, my God. That's right. But what you really called about?
What I'm calling about is about the London Time report. The British government and the United States government had secretly agreed to attack Iraq in 2002.
You know, we're going to talk about that. The Washington Post had something today. You can find it at WashingtonPost.com.
Right.
And it's Could Leaks Sink Tony Blair? And I've got the John Conyers letter here. And
that's what I wanted to talk about because no one's talked about it.
I know. And we are going.
Nuts.
This is topic number one tomorrow night, but you can bring it up now. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, from Conyers' diary on Cause and Daily Cause.
Right.
The document itself is revealing as it indicates that Bush wanted to remove Saddam through military actions justified by the conjunction of terrorism and WMD. But the intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy. Now, that is a really important term.
Uh-huh.
Because intelligence and facts being fixed around the policy means they were using anything they could get to make it look that way.
Yeah, oh, sure, sure, absolutely.
This is the British government proclaiming foreknowledge of the manipulation of intelligence. This is what they did. This is the report that reveals that everything that happened was a lie. Prime Minister Tony Blair chaired a 2002 meeting at which he discussed military options, having already committed himself to supporting President Bush's plans for invading Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw acknowledged that the cause for war was thin, as Saddam was not threatening the neighbors and his WMD capacity was less than that of Libya, North Korea, or Iran. And a separate secret briefing for the meeting said that Britain and America had to create conditions to justify a war.
Yeah, yeah. It's astonishing to me.
It's astonishing. It's mind-blowing. They created this war. They lied.
The part that I'm still having trouble with, I have no doubt about any of this, because the documents, the leaked documents, are out there now.
Yeah,
in British media, in certain American media. But the part I'm having trouble getting my mind around, why would Tony Blair participate in the madness of George Bush?
Maybe because he wants to be on the Carlyle Group.
Well, I would, you know, John Major's already is. I don't, former prime minister. I don't see how Tony Blair would have any problem if he just said, "Hey, count me in, boys." Why would he sign off on lies and deception and deceit that has so far resulted in mega death?
The death of British and American troops and 100,000 Iraqis.
Right.
I don't know either. It appalls me. This is the worst thing we've ever done, as far as I'm concerned, except maybe May Lai. But that was just an isolated incident within a war.
Right.
But
we've got our May Lai in this war. It's called Fallujah.
No. I won't say. You're right.
I just wonder. I wonder.
But I can't say no S.
Well, I hear you. I would like to hear from people listening to this program in the UK. I realize it's what time is it there? It's 5 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock
it's
in the morning.
About 3.
Well, you're in California.
No. I heard somebody calling it from.
Well, if it's noon Eastern time, it's like 6 o'clock. There's only about a 6-hour difference to London.
Yeah.
I would love to hear from somebody in the UK. The problem is trying to get through, because all the lines here are always loaded, so it's difficult to get through. But maybe somebody will send me an email about how the British public is responding to this.
Yeah, I would like to know too. Maybe we should have a special line with Air America for international callers.
I'll send it to the suits.
So that we can. Have them call in when, it's an especially important issue. And this is one of the most important issues we've ever had.
Yeah, that's, if not the most important, I agree with you. I just wonder how much more the drip, drip, drip before two governments collapse here, Bush's government and Blair's government. Drip, drip. I just wonder how much more it'll take.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Can you help us? Now, we put a thing up on Randy Rhodes' blog begging everyone to email their representatives because send John Conyers' letter
mm-hmm.
to all of them and make sure they respond to it.
Yeah, we can put that up on our website. I don't have a blog per se. I've got a message board. But we can put it on the main page of our website. I'm sure Kathy will do that within the next 24 hours to put it up there.
Yeah, because what John Conyers had to say, and today he got 20 people to sign on his letter, which is fantastic.
20 members of Congress?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Well, no, it's small today because it was the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I'm sure I can get more. And dailycause.com, they have the whole letter that he did.
Yeah, I've got mine from rawstory.com. Raw Story has it, too. So we'll probably link to Raw Story here and get it out so people can see it. That's a good idea. We'll do it. Kathy will do it. As a matter of fact, she'll do it within the next 5 minutes because it's not that hard to link
to somebody's
story.
John Conyers is an incredible representative.
Oh, yeah. I have nothing but respect for Conyers. Nothing but respect. All right. Listen, Joy, get well. I hope your voice comes back. I hope you're singing Pagliacci again as soon as possible, okay?
Oh, no, it would be...
Well, it wouldn't be Pagliacci.
Puccini.
I don't know anything about what I know about opera. You could put in a gnat's belly button, have room left over to put Pink Floyd's entire genre. So I know nothing about opera. It's the one place I am totally, completely, absolutely ignorant.
Well, I'll just get you one day.
All right, thanks, Joy.
But I love you.
I love you too. You have a nice evening. I don't squat about opera. Kathy and I went to, what was it we went to see that time, and they had the video screen up, and they were doing it in English. It was a German opera, and they were, it was the worst stuff I've ever seen in my life. I wanted to jam an ice pick in my thigh, just anything, you know, watching these people in the powdered wigs and the, I don't know.
Der Fledermaus or something, and all of them, they were all women, everybody in the cast.
Der Flugenmeister.
It was terrible.
It was awful. That was our fourth or fifth date, I think. I was trying to impress you, and we were both sitting there going, oh, Jesus, get us out of here. What was that? The Fox Theater here in Atlanta, wasn't it? Yeah. Sitting there, just somebody give me an ice pick so I can, you know, open a vein and get out of here. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Hi, I am Mary Kate Olsen for Jest Magazine.
And I'm Ashley Olsen for Jest Magazine. And we're the Olsen Twins.
The only thing I like better than not eating is laughing.
But seriously, subscribe to Jest and we will laugh harder than ever before.
Jest Magazine. Humor for the irreverent. Go to Jest.com for a limited time and you can subscribe for only $9.95 a year. Enter code AIRAMERICA. Subscribe now. That's JEST.com. Celebrity voices may not be real.
Hey, how you doing? Educational videos, top quality, right here.
You'll never hear anyone selling education on the street.
Yo, what's up, baby? Wanna learn some history?
I got live learning, beautiful books inside.
And don't expect anyone to just offer you an education.
Who needs a high school diploma, huh?
Unfortunately, you can't buy a diploma from some guy with a briefcase. But there is one way you can get the educational skills you and your family need for free, with free family learning programs. Call 1-877-FAMLIT-1 for information on free GED, computer training classes, and other family learning programs. That's 1-877-FAMLIT-1.
Check it out. Win your GED right here, guaranteed, ma. Come on, check it out.
After all, you can't get your education on the street. Free family learning programs from the National Center for Family Literacy. The first step to a better life. Brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy and the Ad Council.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
Ugh! See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Stretch to the point of no turning back. Fly to fancy on a windswept field. Standing alone, my senses reel. Fatal attraction is holding me fast. It's irresistible grasp. Can't keep my eyes from the circling sky. Tongue tied, twisted.
22 past the hour. Jerky, our bureau chief at large, is calling from Buffalo. Jerky, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing tonight?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Not too bad, considering.
Yeah, really. I hear that.
A lot of very interesting calls tonight. Previous caller talking about the Catholic Church when he said that the Catholic Church was second to none when it comes to taking care of women, children, and the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wonder what the hell he was talking about. As I'm a recovered Catholic myself, I've been in remission for about 30 years, and it's no signs of comeback on it. But you know, to say that and to seriously believe that it's true when the historical record shows that, you know, the church, you basically used orphanages as their own personal brothels. Their houses for unwed mothers were pretty darn close to slave labor camps. Well into the 20th century.
Did you see that special about the, it was a movie about those places in Ireland?
In Ireland, yeah.
Oh, my God, that went on clear up into the 70s, I believe.
Yeah. They wouldn't let you keep your real name. They totally dehumanized these women.
Right.
Just, you know, get the baby out, and, you know, that was the whole purpose of your life, to just get the baby out. And, of course, I went to Catholic school until grade 4. And it was, you know, it's not unlike how it's been described in satire. And, you know, there's corporal punishment, and there's a real attempt to instill a fear, a terror of the afterlife in people.
Right.
And it's not an unimportant thing, because in recent years, in ever since the conservative renaissance in the 50s, the conservatives have increased their intellectual investment in Catholicism more and more every year. It kind of was on the wane in the 70s and early 80s when the right was courting the evangelical vote, and the evangelicals have had a long history of anti-papism and anti-Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming back now, I noticed. And, you know, considering the three-week Popapalooza we were put through, you know, with the leading up to the death of the Pope and the death of the Pope and the right. you know, the leading up to the decision of the new Pope and the decision and the Pope,
right.
the white smoke and all that mystical mumbo-jumbo,
right.
We have to pay attention to what the powers that be have in store for the papacy, because I think future supra-political plans, like stuff that's above government,
mm-hmm.
you know, like decisions that get made above the level of government, which I
yes.
believe happens.
Yes.
I think they have plans for the Catholic Church, and it's going to affect us all. You know, it's not just going to be Catholics who are going to be affected by it. I think they see in radical Islam how the clergy have kind of a grip on the population, and they are kind of jealous of that. And they see maybe what in Christendom comes close to that, and the closest thing that comes to it is the Catholic Church. When you look in the Third World, in South America,
right.
Central America, there's a level of church involvement and social control that isn't as strong as Islam's stranglehold on the Muslim world, but as fundamentalist Islam's hold on the Muslim world. So I think we have to pay attention to it.
Well, but what I have been reading, correct me if I'm wrong, is that the struggle with the Catholic Church right now is against Protestant fundamentalism or Protestant evangelicalism, because that is what is taking root, Protestantism in Central and South America, which traditionally has been a Catholic stronghold. And because the orders from J.P. II to end liberation theology and the removal of priests who preached liberation theology and back to a traditional accept your suffering, have more babies, be poor, get hookworm, die, you know, the Blessed Virgin is waiting for you on the other side, that has been replaced by a real a dominionist type of Protestantism that says, no, the Pope is full of beans. You don't have to suffer. Here, we'll show you how to have a decent life now. So my understanding, Jerky, is that the biggest competition for the Catholics right now, the Catholic Church, is the Protestant Church. Hold on a second, because I want to hear what you got to say about that. We got a break. We'll come right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The easier it is to understand what he writes, I think the more understanding of religion a person becomes.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how 40 media outlets and nonprofits are saying that global warming doesn't exist after they got $8 million from ExxonMobil. Read about a sperm bank that only took donations from Nobel Prize winners. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, politics, and culture. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice Loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Meet the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, absolutely free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today. Absolutely free.
Offer ends May 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again. So don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
Hello, Air America. Guess who? It's House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Guys, you've got to subscribe to this new humor magazine. It's called Jest, and it is the greatest. Take it from me, last night I laughed so hard my boyfriend was like, "Shut up, I have to sleep." And I was like, no, you shut up. Hey, I'm Tom DeLay. Seriously, Jest is fabulous. Check it out.
Jest Magazine. Humor for the irreverent. Go to Jest.com for a limited time, and you can subscribe for only $9.95 a year. Enter code AIRAMERICA. Subscribe now. That's J-E-S-T.com. Celebrity voices may not be real.
The Majority Report.
These guys wanted to control not the oil to get it for us cheaper. They wanted to control the spigot. Think about your time back in high school or college. person who controls the keg makes all the friends.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
It's a slight derivation of that. We're going to control the oil spigot, and that's the way that we compete with whatever country it is that we perceive as some type of threat.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio. He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour. Okay, let's go back to Jerky and see if we get this answered real quick. He is our floating bureau chief. The competition between Rome and, Colorado Springs, let's put it that way, is more of a real competition, apparently, Jerky, than the competition between Rome and Mecca.
Well, I kind of view these interdenominational side fights within Christianity as kind of like a sports and entertainment wing of the Brave New World Order. I mean, when you look at Pope, you know, Rats Benedict, this guy is Opus Dei,
right?
He's Opus Dei's man inside the Vatican now. And he co-founded, along with Neil Bush, you probably read about this, he co-founded an ecumenical foundation in the late 90s. Along with several prominent Muslim royals and the former chief rabbi of France and the current head of the Club of Rome and some other criminals. Those guys aren't all criminals, but some of the people who are in it were criminals, like Jamal Daniel and other Bush family confidants. And, this guy, this Ratzinger guy, he's supposed to be anti-ecumenical. He's a hardline, ultra-conservative guy.
Burn him at the stake.
Yeah, he was head of the Inquisition, as you mentioned on your show on a couple of occasions. He was literally the head of the renamed Inquisition. I don't know the name of it, but basically, I think all these guys are secret atheists. I think Dobson's really an atheist, and I think the Pope, probably every modern Pope has been an atheist. I have some weird views, I think, on this. It's kind of an Illuminati-type thing, although I don't believe in the supernatural aspect of it. But I think there is a super political kind of organization or multiple organizations that work above and beyond the political level. And what they all have in common and why they can work together is that they don't believe in democracy. When they think democracy, not only don't they believe in it, they think it's dangerous and stupid and counter to nature's law. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the way the media, the mainstream media, portrayed the so-called election of Ratzinger, they kept calling it an election. You know, it's the election. This was an election. It was an elite political, appointment.
Sure.
Done under, like, this dense fog of mystical bull data. And, I don't know. It's all about social control, and it's all about kind of imposing morality from the top down. And, if all the Catholics in the world had been allowed to vote for Pope, do you think they would have chosen a little Hannibal Lecter lookalike like Ratzinger?
No, I don't think they would have.
He looks like the Emperor from The Empire Strikes Back. He's a nightmare. He's a wide awake nightmare. He's a spooky looking dude.
He really is. All of this, everything taken into consideration, it just makes me wish that I could, I'd like to, sign up with some of my buddies and go on a quest and try to return the ring. You know what I'm saying? You ever feel that way?
Yeah.
I just want
Pope Gollum, though.
Yeah, I want to be 16 years old again and just go out and return the ring and try to make friends with Smeagol, which would probably never happen, and just, and then come back to the Shire and just kick back and watch, I don't know, watch MTV. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I alternate between that kind of sentiment and the George Carlin sentiment of, like, just let the comet come now so we can have a nice fireworks show before it all ends,
Jerky, I got to go.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, sir. Check in with us again. Take care. I hope you have, keep the wind at your back, as they say. And the road, may the road rise up to meet you and the wind is in your. Dave is calling from Arizona. Dave, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
You may not be quite liberal enough for my liking, but I still enjoy your program.
Well, thank you. I did like Popapalooza, though. That was pretty good.
Seems like the conversation tonight's gone quite a bit towards religion.
It has. And you know, I brought this up a week or so ago, that religion has become so politicized. American evangelical neo-Nazi Protestantism and Roman dominate the world Catholicism. It's all become so political that I don't know how we discuss things without including in the discussion these two terribly, terribly prostituted branches of Christianity. I don't know how we do it.
Well, in response to your question about why Blair may be complicit with the Kenny Bunkport cowboy in its quest for global domination, I think it's maybe that they got together and decided that the future of the Saudi royals to supply the natural resources that we crave may be coming to an end.
Yeah, that's a good possibility.
But I didn't really call to talk about that. What I wanted to talk about is your buddy from Canada called and brought up what's become my favorite subject now for the last several months, and that's what's referred to on the Internet as the 9/11 truth movement.
Right.
And I would hope that Saturday, after you get an opportunity to catch that broadcast of David Ray Griffin and his presentation, that maybe, since I suspect the other major media outlets won't be looking to interview him, and I know you don't usually have guest interviews on your show, but I sure would like to hear him on your show.
Yeah, I would too. If we here's the problem we have. Most of the guests that we try to get have to have a sleep disorder so that they're up this hour, unless they live on the West Coast. Now, if this guy is from Claremont College, I understand, which is in California. That's where he was a theologian or a professor, whatever he was. So maybe he'll be a little easier to get. When we try to get people from the East Coast, it's like, you're on at what time? Sorry. So, but Kathy will make the effort to get a hold of this guy. I don't think that'll be very difficult, and see if we can get him on. Because, you know, everything I've heard leads me to believe that that he does have something at the very least extremely interesting to say. This is like Mike Rupert. I've had Mike Rupert on going way back. Oh, my God, the first time I had Mike Rupert on was, I don't know, it was either 10 years ago when I was working here in Atlanta or 7 years ago when I was working in Chicago, when Mike Rupert was first trying to expose what the Reagan crime family had done with drugs. And I had Mike on one time, what was it, Kathy, for about an hour and a half, and it was extremely, extremely interesting to just sit back and listen. I would assume that David Griffin probably makes as good a presentation as Mike Rupert. Some of these guys, when they start talking, you just want to sit back and listen for the rest of the day. I mean, there's nothing else to do because it's so compelling what they have to say.
Yeah, he would definitely fall into that category, and once you see this broadcast, I think you'll be duly impressed. I have to say this issue, surprisingly to me, 6 months ago when it was brought to my attention, as much as I hate these worms, I thought, you know, nobody loves the conspiracy theory as much as I do.
Right.
But even that's way too far out for me.
Yeah, it's pushing reality.
And I've read both of Griffin's books, some other ones. I am, at this point, 99.99% sure that they were complicit in it. And what's interesting has been, I've gotten some videos, I've shown them to cats that I know, some left, some right, some in the middle, and they all have the same response after watching it, that deer in the headlights look in their face.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, as macabre and Orwellian as it is, this malaise of despair that we all suffer from at the hands of this regime that runs the show, I think possibly this could be the galvanizing event that people on all sides, once they're made aware of what is quite obviously a misrepresentation of facts from a horrendous event.
Mm-hmm.
The reaction I get when I show the videos that I've collected, it's startling.
Yeah, I'm sure there is a part of my consciousness that has resisted completely committing to the idea that a sitting U.S. president or any government official, much less a president, would assist either in a way that's complicit or explicit in an attack on this country that resulted in. The potential there was for a hell of a lot more than 3,000 people to die. The potential there was for 10,000-15,000 people to die in those Twin Towers. And part of me just says, no. Come on. But it was a small part from the very beginning. If I had to pick a number, I'd say maybe 15% of my consciousness said, rejected, could not go along. The other 85% was saying, well, hell yeah, what do you expect? Of course. But that 15% now... I'm not sure how much of me still, and I know it makes it sound like I'm schizophrenic as hell, but you know what I'm saying here. I'm just talking kind of metaphorically. But I don't know how much of me still is willing to resist what could be the absolute truth, that these filthy people set this thing up, and the filthy people being the Bush crime family, and carried it off. I don't know. I don't know if I could stand finding out that that was the truth. I don't know, Dave. Hey, listen, I got to go. Thanks, okay. Man. I appreciate you checking in. We will try to get Mr. Griffin on. I swear we will. All right?
Thank you, Mike.
All right, sir. Take care. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush to become
president. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt.
The German Justice Minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just get called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 9 before the hour. Thanks to the crew, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac in New York, who engineered for us, David Fizikas, who handles the calls, and we ought to make him associate producer. Is he associate producer yet? Okay, he's associate producer. All right. David Fizikas, who is our associate producer. Chris in Minnesota, who provides a great deal of material, our senior correspondent. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Check it out. That's where you can hear not just this program, but all sorts of programs. He archives there. Mark Marshall, our webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. Thanks to our moderators also at the message board. And Jim in Arkansas, our most astute and talented music bureau chief. And She Who Must Be Obeyed, Catherine Bay, is our senior, not our senior, our executive producer. Jesus, don't get it wrong. She'll deck you when the show's over. Rick is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Rick, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Glad to hear you.
Thank you.
There's a couple of things I'd like to touch on real quick here. One is dumb. I mean, I keep hearing everybody referring to them as being dumb, and I think that that's a huge mistake. They're anything but dumb. I mean, they're getting their results, and they're getting everything they want, and that's not an accident.
Well, I'd stop using that term. I think Bush is a very ignorant man, but he's evil, and evil goes a long way when you're ignorant. You don't have to be a very bright man and or woman and have your advance your agenda if you're just evil enough. So evil is the word for me.
Yeah, I guess that would be a good word. But I just, dumb like a fox.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good one. I'm a Vietnam-era veteran, and I'm totally against war of any kind for any reason. However, I hang around with other veterans and so on and so forth, and I hear a lot of people on the radio tonight talking about leaving the country and moving somewhere else, and if it makes them feel any better, there's a whole bunch of us old guys sitting around saying, you know, maybe it's time we need to fight back for our country. I mean, literally.
I understand.
We don't, I mean, it's not something I'd like to see happen. But it's not something that I'm going to erase either. I mean, our country isn't the ground that we stand on. It's our Constitution.
That's right.
That is our country.
That's right.
And to stand by and allow people to change that, it's our responsibility as the owners of this country to not allow that to happen. The other subject was on Griffin that spoke in Madison. I'm right outside of Madison.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a chance to see him. But within weeks after 9/11, I came to similar conclusions, probably in the middle of the road, not quite as far off as he is. I don't believe that they literally planned it, but I believe that they knew about it, and I believe that they allowed it to happen. And
that's kind of where I'm at. If I were to find, that's what I was trying to explain a few minutes ago. If I found out that it was entirely their gig, I don't know if my mind could handle that.
Look at it this way: if they allowed it to happen, doesn't that make it entirely their gig?
Well, in the sense of terrible, horrible, murderous complicity, but what I mean is I can't yet believe that they actually planned it, that these planes were controlled by the transponders were turned off in some other form of control, that there was no Mohammed Atta on any of these planes. There were no hijackers on these planes.
I believe there were hijackers on the planes.
Well, what I'm saying is there is a whole school of thought out there that says, no, these people, the alleged 19 hijackers are just that, alleged, that those planes were taken over electronically and slammed into buildings and had nothing whatsoever to do with any hijackers. It had to do with the pilots losing control of their own aircraft. Now, if I were to find out something like that actually happened, then I would be with the Vietnam era vets, and I don't have to go any further than that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. And I guess what we're talking about is that, and I'm not speaking for all Vietnam era veterans. I'm speaking for some of the guys that I've been talking to. And what we're talking about is that in a worst case scenario. I mean, we were taken over by a fascist government in this last election. I mean, there's no two ways about that.
I agree.
And people haven't understood that yet. It just hasn't sunk home. And I've noticed, through intermixing, through talking to a lot of people, I've talked to Republicans and so on and so forth. I'm not one to shy away from a debate. What I've noticed... my own personal observation is that most Republicans are very scared people. They're very paranoid.
Yes.
And I believe it's that paranoia that drives them to power, I mean, after thousands of years, we have not, with all of our technologies and everything, we haven't overcome the need and greed for power.
That's very true, and I think you're real close to something important there. Listen, Rick, I've got to leave it there. We're out of time.
You betcha.
Thank you so much. I don't know if this is the first time you call the program, but I hope you call again.
Yeah, it is, and it's a great show, Mike.
All right, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it. To everybody who's left online, I'm sorry. I apologize. We may do this again tomorrow night. Just minimize what I've got to talk about and maximize what you've got to talk about, okay? Thanks for participating however you did it. Even you lurkers, keep lurking. Eventually your brains will be cleaned, your spirits will be resurrected, and your souls will be set free. I'll see you tomorrow night. Watch your back, okay? Take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want.
See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling